Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America, including the Caribbean. Hello to St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. Hello to San Juan in Puerto Rico. Hello to Nassau in the Bahamas. And thank you for joining us down there, our new affiliate that covers that area. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And for everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, not to forget about the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you very much for the job you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and find out all the great things that we have to offer. Many of them are free, and take advantage of the free stuff. All righty. Joining us right now, we've got the host of the Edwards Notebook, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded many moons ago on Judeo-Christian values. Now, let's talk about Iran first. The United States military leaders, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Department of Defense, Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor, the new one, and all that, met with the President yesterday, and he was given a list of proposals, different things that could be done. So what was decided initially to be done was to send some resources to help defend the area. Now, we're talking about Patriot missile batteries, we're talking about radar operators, we're talking about intelligence gathering people, we're talking about things that we could do to try to thwart another secret attack like the ones the Iranians launched on the Saudi Arabians, which was quite an elaborate little way they did things, because they knew stuff that nobody else knew by doing the research they were doing, which tells me they got people inside Saudi Arabia watching what's going on.
Absolutely. The thing that concerns me is that the nation of Iran is not going to stop until they are finally defeated. And I just hope that our military leaders have that in mind, and that they have a plan to finally defeat the Iranians, because unless they do, they can expect many more attacks and many more...
By defeat, are you talking about war plans?
War plans or whatever. But when you attack a nation in that manner, that in itself is an act of war.
They've had several acts of war, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the war has already started. And so either they want to go in and defeat them or continue to drag on the situation, because it's not going to end unless there's a
war. The war started about 600 B.C., And there's something called September 11th, 1631. I believe I'm saying that right. There's a movie that's out there talking about the Islamic religion and how they were going, moving very rapidly across Europe, and they got stopped. They got stopped on September the 11th in the 1600s and pushed back where they came from. Otherwise, they were going to be they were taking all the churches and all the cities as they were sweeping across the area, making them all into mosques. And that actually happened. There's actually a movie that's out right now about all that, and I would encourage people to go watch it to understand the roots and the beginnings of how all of this stuff got started.
Yeah, and if you remember, it wasn't Iran, but it was Islamist during the beginning of this country. This country was challenged. And when we showed them that we could stop them, the Islamists backed off for many, many decades. So the only thing they understand is if you are stronger than they are and you're willing to back up your ability to defeat them.
We are not going to go to war with Iran. That would be ludicrous, because what it would do to the world's economy for the next 6 months to a year would be ridiculous, and they're not going to see that. But that being said, I do believe there's going to be some strategic strikes, in particular against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. However, we have to put together a coalition of the willing and get people on board and on record. And Saudi Arabia, since they were the ones that were attacked, have to lead the way. They have to lead the way.
Yeah, that I totally agree with. But somebody has to be willing to take some kind of action, because, like I said, historically, if you do not take action, they take that as an okay, well, we can do more. And so we don't want an all-out war, but we want enough action to convince them that it's in their interest to stop.
Now, the United States signed an agreement, an interesting agreement with El Salvador yesterday to create a safe haven in El Salvador for the migrants that were seeking asylum in the United States and beyond. No word about Mexico in any of this. This was just El Salvador.
Well, we're working out the situation with Mexico on the border. They've got, 27,000 soldiers along our border and also along their southern border. And so we do need to get other nations involved in slowing this migrant situation down, because many Mexicans are complaining about the illegals that are in their country.
Hold the fort. Okay, coming right back with more Ron Edwards, The Edwards Notebook. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Wainema Ranch Wild Horse Sanctuary, a preserve dedicated to keeping America's wild mustangs and burros running free. Wainema Ranch, 29 miles north of Reno near Hallelujah Junction. An amazing site to visit. Over 130 of God's majestic animals at home on the range. Experience the beauty and wonder. Give at WainemaRanch.com. That's W-Y-N-E-M-A Ranch.com. Or call 775-384-4444.
If America continues to reject biblical principles, she will eventually find herself tossed upon the ash heap of history. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the United States of America was founded upon the bedrock of both the tremendous principles enumerated in the living word known as the Holy Bible and the insights of William Blackstone of Great Britain, whose influential writings helped solidify in the minds of our founding fathers the true basis of liberty. In regards to the Bible, numerous men of renown testify to its worthiness and what a blessing it is to both we as individuals and our republic as a whole. The great innovator and horticulturalist George Washington Carver stated, "The secret of my success? It is simple. It is found in the Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." It was Benjamin Franklin who noted, "A Bible and a newspaper in every house, a good school in every district, all studied and appreciated, as they merit, are the principal support of virtue, morality, and civil liberty." Wake up, America, and please see the light. I'm Ron Edwards. Please view my new website, theronedwards.talkspot.com.
Alrighty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's right back here with us. Good morning, Ron Edwards. Ron Edwards.
Good morning.
There you go. See, I got all that in there. All right. Well, you know, we're talking about a lot of different stuff here. We just got them talking about El Salvador and the agreement that was made there, which is kind of a surprise to me. I would have thought they would have been leaning more towards Mexico, but I guess they went to the root of the problem. A lot of people coming in from El Salvador, and they think that that's the solution. Well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. Time will tell.
It helps because, remember, Mexico is helping out now at our border, and Mexicans, I was saying as we were going off to, you know, towards the break, Mexican residents near our border have been complaining about the immigrants and the problems they've been causing. So, so they need to be dealt with closer to their point of origin.
Now, Walmart has announced they're going to stop selling all e-cigarettes. No more new e-cigarettes coming in to be sold. They're going to sell what they got, and that's it. No more.
Well, that's a market choice that they made. They have a right to do that, because so many people have died. And
well, they got 580 cases, 580 cases in the last 30 days of people getting sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I especially the flavored ones. A lot of teenagers have been getting into that because they want to, you know, taste the flavors, I guess. And they've been smoking them so much.
Yeah, but is there
causing problems?
Is there anybody other than me, Mr. Ron, that doesn't think they're maybe smoking something else in there too?
They probably are, but studies have shown that when they smoke a lot of those flavored ones just over and over again, it can cause problems. So it's better to border on the side of safety, and if they choose not to sell them, it's okay. I mean, although some companies are selling the ones that are, you know, regular cigarette flavor, because they have been used to help people, adults, transition off of regular cigarettes.
All right, now we've got a situation going on with this he said, she said stuff, and the Ukraine, and who said what to who, and how they said it, and is the president involved, did he violate it, whatever, and everybody seems to forget about Barack Obama and some of the things he did. But Joe Biden was at the Council on Foreign Relations this week, and he chimed in and had something to say about the whole situation. Just listen to this stuff.
But it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv. And I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Now, the reason the prosecutor got fired is he was investigating who?
I thought they were investigating Joe Biden or his son.
The son. And who else were they investigating?
And they were also investigating a Ukrainian official. This is what I
heard. How about John Kerry's son?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I heard that Vice President Biden had kind of put the squeeze on Ukraine, telling them something that if you don't give my son this position or whatever, which he didn't work at, by the way, that he would bankrupt.
He had no experience in what it was they gave him the money to do.
And if he didn't get this position, something bad would happen to their country economically. So I've read that. So,
well, listen to the back and forth now with Rudy Giuliani, who went at it with Chris Cuomo. Listen to the words very carefully to this little conversation.
You to ask the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. No, actually I didn't. I asked the Ukraine to investigate the allegations that there was interference in the election of 2016 by the Ukrainians for the benefit of Hillary Clinton, for which there already is a court finding.
You never asked anything about Hunter Biden. You never asked anything about Joe Biden.
The only thing I asked about Joe Biden is to get to the bottom of how it was that Lutsenko, who was appointed,
right,
dismissed the case against Antac.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
You just said you didn't.
No, I didn't ask him to look into Joe Biden. I asked him to look into the allegations that related to my client, which tangentially involved Joe Biden in a massive bribery scheme,
Rudy,
not unlike
Rudy,
what he did in China.
Rudy,
you explain to me how the kid got $1.5 billion.
Rudy, I have no problem
when Joe
with
Biden
you launching allegations, but just be careful about what you say. I asked you, did
I
you ask Ukraine to look at Joe Biden? You said no. Then
I
you went on to say that you did.
Who's right?
I think I would lean towards Giuliani.
Well, the way he started was what he said. But by asking them to do that, then that led into the other stuff.
Yeah. Well,
I understand that. I understand that.
I believe stuff did happen. And I'm surprised, you know, I don't think that Biden really wants all the, you know, this stuff to just come out. Because if they're going to continue to press and press and press, what did happen, what if it did happen between Vice President Biden and the Ukrainian government, that will come out and will not, well, smell very good for Joe Biden.
Well, nobody would disagree with you on that one, I don't think, unless maybe they're a
they're a Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But it is what it is. And, of course, then, you know, the Wall Street Journal's chiming in on this, and we're just sitting back and we're just watching everything that's going on here, as you might imagine. Now, the president has dismissed a partial deal with China to end the trade war. Was that a smart thing to do?
Whew, boy, that's a good question. But you know what? It may or may not have been the most intelligent thing, but I don't blame him, because China has been dealing with America on what you could say is partial agreements for years. And what I mean is that these types of agreements that have been allowed or negotiated with China ended up with America being screwed, especially in the area of intellectual property, which has set our country at a disadvantage. And until Trump has come along, no one that I remember or can recall has been trying to deal with that situation. It is a very sticky situation. China's walking around saying, basically, we want the right to continue to screw you intellectual-wise. And Trump is saying, no, that needs to be part of the agreement. And I agree with that. Somebody needs to stand up to China, finally.
All righty. We've run out of time for the weekend,
okay,
so we'll have to worry about talking about it next week, and I'm sure we'll have something new to talk about. So have yourself a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Take care.
Bye. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and, of course, he has a show on radio called The Ron Edwards Experience. Go to theronedwards.talkspot.com to find out more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you. I'm so proud of who has come here. It's a lot more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly. With no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first report on military and veterans news on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many have chosen to go through the trade school route, the technical schools, to learn a trade while they're in high school, and that's a good thing. But what you don't know is many of you who have learned that trade, say to become a carpenter, an electrician, a plumber, a welder, a heavy equipment operator, if you're starting out in a career that's union-related, you will not start out at full salary to begin with. You'll start out at 80% of the salary. And that's the case at just about everywhere across the country where they have these different union jobs. That's just the way it is. That's the way they did things a few years ago, and it's not changed yet. So, how would you like to make $50,000 a year or $60,000 a year right off the bat as an aviation maintenance tech, where you're in control of how much you make? Well, it can be done. National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more at one of their two locations, where in 14 months you'll be well on your way to a career as an aviation maintenance tech that is a very in-demand job. Now, Concord, Mass., outside Boston, is location number one. Location number two, Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. There's a couple of different ways to check them out. You can go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Ask to take the tour. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And again, ask to take the tour. A tremendous opportunity awaits you, young men and women. Check them out online, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. The Pentagon, General Kenneth McKenzie, the head of U.S. Central Command, has requested more air defense units over in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. The president has agreed to do that. Several hundred people headed that direction. Radar, technical, intel, Patriot missile folks headed over there to not just Saudi Arabia, but to Kuwait and other areas in the region. And I've been told we've also repositioned some of our assets over there to include one of our aircraft carriers and positioned it a little better in case we need to use, oh gosh, the aircraft off it. And House and Senate negotiators officially kicked off talks on Friday to reconcile their versions of the annual defense policy bill, with several thorny debates looming over them over the next few weeks, because the end of September is when the new budget takes a hold, October 1. Now, the U.S. Navy and their brand-new MQ-25 Stingray refueling drone, destined to be the first carrier-launched autonomous unmanned aircraft to be integrated into the service's power strike arm, took its first test flight from Mid-America St. Louis Airport, Boeing announced this week. That is a tremendous step upwards if they, in fact, are able to make that all work. So we'll see what happens there. And, of course, unmanned aircraft is becoming more of a thing of the future, and we'll see how that all works out. Now, why the failure to reintegrate tens of thousands of ex-Taliban fighters, why we're trying to do that is totally beyond me. Failure to reintegrate former Taliban fighters and other enemy combatants in Afghanistan could prompt them to once again pick up their weapons and join the terrorist organizations like the Islamic State, according to a brand new intel report coming from a watchdog that we have over there in Afghanistan. And I don't understand why we're trying to repatriate these people anyway, because they can say anything they want when it comes to, oh, yes, Mr. GI, Mr. America, I so well, sorry, I do very good for you. No, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Now, the U.S. is also withdrawing $100 million in aid to Afghanistan amidst corruption concerns. No big deal there. It happens all the time. The State Department said it was withdrawing $100 million in aid for Afghanistan and withholding another $60 million because of government corruption a week before the election in which President Ashraf Ghani hopes to win a second term in office. And he who has the money in Afghan has the power. That's exactly what's going on. Now, the U.S. Africa Command's General, Stephen Townsend, met with American troops in Niger this week during a visit to assess security in the West Africa region, which is now grappling to counter several Islamic militant groups, including Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram. And don't forget that the bad guys are still there. Africa is becoming a den of iniquity, if you will, for all the bad fortunes that are just floating around there, and more and more are coming. Unbelievable. Now, the modern-day Marine is ramping up for some things. The Marine Corps is actually looking at an unmanned ship that can travel 500 nautical miles without any resupply. Now, the Corps' potential fight across the expanse of the Pacific would require a mix of unmanned ground, aerial, and ships to move supplies and create dilemmas for enemy forces. And they're thinking strongly about using this new technology, our unmanned technology, because irregular warfare remains a threat. And despite a Marine Corps shift to the near peer fight, the Marine Corps and its sister services are shifting their focuses to the ways and the range of ways that they meet that fight. Now, some experts say that they may be losing sight of ways in which other threats could emerge both separate from peers and from them through other means. We'll see. And lasers that take out drones and small boats could be mounted and may be mounted right now as we speak on Navy ships, because a Navy warship right now, reportedly, we don't know which one, is getting a laser 5 times stronger than the one the service has tested in the past, and officials say it could lead the way for more vessels to head to sea with similar weapons. I find that very interesting. And by the way, speaking of drones, Marines are arming a drone with a 50 caliber machine gun for an urban fight. The Marine Corps is experimenting with new options for its unmanned squad prototype vehicle, including rocket launchers and a remote weapon station armed with a 50 caliber machine gun. Obviously, that could make life interesting for the bad guys, huh? And the Pentagon won't blame Iran yet for the Saudi attack until the Saudi assessment concludes. Then they will assign due and proper blame to Iran for an attack on the Saudi oil refineries. Now, this is going to the United Nations. I think I told you that at least a couple times. And what happens in the United Nations, who knows? But that's where it's headed. So, with that in mind, we go to this break, and we come back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2, taking a look at the floodwaters and the bad weather and the snow in the Rocky Mountains tonight. You heard me right, snow. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I'll tell you what, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, let's take a look at what's going on here, because, of course, the remnants of Imelda are up in the upper Midwest right now and moving north and east. And we do have a cold front that has brought some severe thunderstorms with it and some flooding conditions up in North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota tonight. And we'll get into all that right now. Now, a cold front combining with Imelda remnants will produce severe storms with large to very large hail, damaging winds, and heavy rain across the Central Plains and Middle Mississippi Valley. Now, storms may also develop in the upper Midwest. Mountain snow in the North and Central Rockies over the weekend, and widespread cooler than normal temperatures will follow the front's passage. So, let's start with the weather first. Down along I-10 from Houston over to Beaumont, you still have flooding, lots of flooding. You have many low areas where roads are still impassable and not able to go through. Now, there were some reports on I-10 yesterday. They were cleaning up some of the, they were removing some of the vehicles that had been parked there because of the low water that had come in and had caused vehicles to be parked so they couldn't get through, and they're in the process of finishing that up today. But if I were running east-west cross-country and I was on I-10 coming, say, to, New Orleans or Florida, maybe you were coming from the west out in California or whatever, I would get up on I-20 and run that across to probably wherever I could cut down in Louisiana to I-10 or Mississippi. Traditionally, that would be Jackson, Mississippi, and U.S. 49 south, the old route that we used to take, the old shortcut, which was the way we used to go to Denver. We'd cut up out of I-10 and go north up 49 to 20 and then run it across to Texas and then go out 287 to Amarillo and on and on and on. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, that's what I would do. But the rain, the heavy rain right now with the flash flood watches and warnings, is in the eastern part of Kansas, the southeastern part of Nebraska, across the northern and central part of Missouri, to include Columbia and I-70, and the southeastern corner of Iowa, to include the Quad Cities and I-80, the western part of Illinois, and rain tonight into the Chicago area, rain up across Lake Michigan, over on the western part of Michigan itself, and the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight getting rain as well. And of all things, some fog on the Wisconsin-Minnesota border right now along I-94, some fog right there along the river. And again, up there, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings for the western part of Minnesota, west of the Twin Cities. George is probably looking out of his window up there in Burnsville right now, looking at lightning off to the west, because that's where it is. And all the way from Fargo in North Dakota up to Grand Forks, you have got rain, severe thunderstorms in the mix. You've got some flood watches and warnings up there, and then all the way across to Bismarck, North Dakota tonight, you'll have that weather too, up to the Canadian line. Now, let's get out into Wyoming, because Wyoming, the western part of Wyoming in the mountains, you've got snow tonight, and you've got a winter storm warning in the northwestern corner of Wyoming, as well as in the south central part of Montana. So be advised, you're going to have winter driving conditions up there. And also in Colorado, west and north of Denver, you've got very cold, freezing temperatures and the possibility of snow there as well. So be advised, that's where you're going tonight with all that. And then, of course, out there in California, another front coming in along the northern part of California. So going up I-5 north to San Francisco, up into just about the Oregon line tonight, you've got unsettled weather conditions for whatever might happen to occur. Now, I'm going to take a look for just a second out in the tropics, because we do have people we're talking to now down there in the Caribbean that are listening to us. We have an affiliate there that covers part of the U.S. Virgin Islands, part of Puerto Rico, and part of the Bahamas. Now, Hurricane Jerry is not going to affect you. It's already to the north and the east of the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. It's going to make a hard right turn and go out across the Atlantic Ocean, which will make you feel better there. However, there is a system south of the Dominican Republic. It's south of Cuba. It's coming across. It could get into the Gulf, and we don't know what will happen there. And then behind it, a little bit lower, the other side of Jerry, is another system that has a much better chance of developing over the next 5 days and becoming a tropical storm of sorts. And then we have one more wave coming off Africa. So we've got three more systems out there that who knows what's going to happen. But in the meantime, I know that this person knows what's going to happen, because this is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you were a fly on the wall yesterday listening to all the stuff that was being tossed back and forth by the military, and your assumption of all that was?
What are you talking about with Iran and Saudi Arabia and whatnot?
And what we're doing now. Yep.
Well, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have both asked for some assistance.
Yep.
So we have complied, and we are doing that. We are sending additional equipment and troops, not just to Saudi Arabia, but also to the United Arab Emirates.
Yep, Patriot missile batteries and radar operators and operations and intel people. Mm-hmm.
What's remarkable to me is that both of them just didn't seem to have certain things that would have, you know, in place if they've had to ask for this now. There's just something kind of weird about this.
Where's the THAAD missile system in Saudi Arabia we heard so much about?
It's bizarre to me. Anyway, this is where we are. So it isn't just Saudi Arabia, but it's also the Emirates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be in the thousands. It looks like it's not even going to be a thousand.
Several hundred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that we're sending. So, again, I think we're going over there to help them prepare for a few things and send some equipment, and then we'll come home. I don't think that's going to be necessarily a long-term deployment.
Okay, well, it all depends on what happens in the United Nations when they go there and present their plan. And by the way, our Department of Defense is not accusing or pointing any specific blame at anybody just yet. They're waiting for Saudi Arabia to make their case and for the conclusions to the investigations which are currently going on.
Well, according to yesterday, Esper said, it's clear based on the detailed exploitation by Saudi Arabia, the United States, and other international investigative teams that the weapons used in the attack were Iranian-produced and
yep.
not launched from Yemen.
Yeah, I heard that, and we think we know where they came out of in Iran.
Yep.
And we also think that they flew over Kuwaiti airspace to get there.
Says, you know, he went on to say, Iran threatens the rules with its violence. Saudi Arabia and the Emiratis have asked the United States for support to protect critical infrastructure, and Trump has approved this deployment.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon. And I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere, as hour number three coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.